Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. This is Rachel Wamai. Welcome back from our 6th anniversary celebration. I'd like to thank everybody that sent in their testimony and their words of encouragement. It was really a blessing to hear how great the Lord has been to us over the years. Today, our sermon is by Pastor Moses Musinguzi, and the title is Falling in Love with the Scriptures. My prayer is that by the end of this sermon, you will know that the greatest thing that should happen to us before the Lord returns is for us to love His scriptures and follow the commandments therein. Let's get into a short worship session and the sermon thereafter.
Glory be to God, Church. Moses Musinguzi is here. I hope you had a very wonderful week. I also pray, I hope you enjoyed the worship service that we had last Sunday. Thank you so much, worship team, for all the time you put in to come up with that wonderful session of praise and worship. I can tell you for the truth, I was so blessed, and so are many people who I talked with. Esther and group, thank you so much for having been a blessing. Glory be to God. Let us begin by a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the word that we're going to receive today. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us up until this time. Thank you, Father, for what you intend to do for us. And we pray, Father, that you will help us to fall in love with you and to fall more in love even with your word. For it is by your word that we have life. It is by living according to your word that we shall receive eternal life. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I will begin by making three announcements before we go into the topic that I believe the Lord would want us to receive today. Announcement number one is starting this Sunday, we shall not be on radio anymore. Maybe I've said that the wrong way. Let me say it more clearly. This Sunday, we shall not be on radio. And we plan to keep it that way, not to go back on radio, unless the Lord tells us in very clear terms that we should go back. All right? So this Sunday, we shall not be on radio. So don't tune in and tell whoever you need to tell until God speaks to us more clearly that we should go back to bless the listeners of Impact FM. Yes, I started with that. Maybe I should call it bad news. Now, the second and third announcements are good news. Glory be to God. The first good news is that Sam Mwanga and Maureen, his wife, got a baby, their firstborn. They gave birth on, Wednesday or Thursday. Yes, I'm a guy, so yeah. But you'll find out from them when exactly the baby came. Please give them a call to congratulate them. You know, there's something about a firstborn. Okay, so yes, Sam and Maureen have a baby. It's a baby girl. Glory be to God. The third announcement is to congratulate one of us, Charles Ayume, who is the husband to Denise Ayume. Most of you know Denise. Not most of you, but all of you know her. Yes, we congratulate Charles for winning the NRM primaries in Ukoboko. Glory be to God. That was on Friday. Okay, I received that news with gladness, especially because it is someone who fellowships with us, and as a couple, they have been a blessing to LAT. So yes, I was glad to hear that. Okay, the second reason why I was glad to receive that news is because on Tuesday, that was 3 days before the election day, I received a dream which I wasn't sure its source. And I vowed not to tell Denise about it. But in this dream, we were in a church building. There are so many LAT people in there. And our building, our church structure had a field, you know, outside there was a field where people could go and do sports. So while we were in the building, you know, Some of you who I specifically remember, Charles, okay, you decided to go out, basically to play, to have a race, you know, to race and see who will win. So you went out, you know, to the field. I remained inside the building. And then the race took place. And then I was amazed because within a short time, Charles comes back into the building, you know, and he walks into the showers, you know, to freshen up. And I learned that he had won the race. He had beaten all the people with whom he was in charge and with whom he went out to compete in a race. And within a short time, you know, he had finished the race and he had won. And I remember in the dream, his winning of the race was so comfortable. Like, he didn't seem like he strained much or he put in a lot of energy. Okay, and so that was on Tuesday. And then I was like, I don't know where this dream is from, but I hope it is from the Lord. Eh? Okay, however, I'm not going to share it with Denise and Charles in case things turn out otherwise. However, at the same time, I was also praying that Charles would win. Number one, because I'm like, well, him and the wife, they come to church and we preach good things, I think. So I was like, God, you know, Charles fellowships with us. And I think if he goes through, he'll be a blessing to the country because of the things he has in this church. So anyway, yes, we thank God for that. And we pray that Charles will go on to win the parliamentary seat and that he will go on to also be a blessing to the country, to work in integrity, to make sure that righteous laws are enacted in our country and that everything should go well in parliament in accordance with the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, let us go into the word of the Lord that you would want us to hear today. I have entitled this message, Falling in Love with the Scriptures. Okay? Falling in Love with the Scriptures. We want to fall in love with the Scriptures. Okay? I'm sure all of you have read the three dreams, which basically say that Jesus is coming back in around 2034. Okay, so if Jesus is coming back that soon, and if we want to be part of those who enter his kingdom of God, then we have to live according to his commandments. All right, we all received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Okay, Jesus saved us from our sins. He died for us. He forgave us our sins. He cleansed us with the blood of Jesus. However, we have to go further than that. We also have to receive him or to live like he is our Lord. The word Lord there means a master. Okay, we have to receive him not only as our Savior, but also as our Lord, our Master. And the Master is someone who is obeyed. Okay, a Master gives instructions, a Master gives commands, and those commands, those instructions must be obeyed if that person is really your Master. Now, in the Scriptures, that is where we find the commandments, the instructions of our Lord, of our Master with Jesus. And this, our Lord, this, our Master said that only those who live according to his commandments will enter the kingdom of God. So if we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must, okay, know the instructions, the commandments, the commands of our Lord, of our Master, for the purpose of obeying them, for the purpose of pleasing him by obeying him. or by obeying them. And if we do that, then we shall be among those who will inherit the kingdom of God, which is coming to establish in around the year 2034. Okay, again, that is if you believe the dream I had in 2014, when someone was telling me that Jesus is coming back in around 20 years from now. And that now was 2014. Okay, so he told me it's coming back in around 20 years from then. Then this year, Esther Mayani, you all know her. She had two dreams, okay, which were actually saying the same thing, that Jesus is coming back around that time, okay, which is basically 14 years from now. And of course, you also know the dream of Elizabeth Umujimba, who also had a dream in 2014. And the dream was also saying the same thing. Okay? So, I believe the Lord is coming back very soon. If we are wrong on that, it does no harm. I mean, we would still have lived a life that is well-pleasing to the Lord. Glory be to God. But I really doubt whether it is the devil who is playing on our heads. I believe it is the Lord who has given us that information because he loves us, because he wants us to be ready for him. And how do we get ready? By living righteous lives, by living holy lives. For without holiness, the Bible says, no one will see the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, if you want to live holy lives, lives that are pleasing to the Lord, by which we shall be ready for the coming of the Lord, that means that we have to fall in love with the scriptures. For in the scriptures, that is where we find the instructions, the commands, the commandments of our master, which commandments, which instructions we are supposed to obey if he is really our master. Glory be to God. And if we get to know those commandments and live by them, then he will usher us into his kingdom. Glory be to God. So I believe that in these last days, in these last years that we are living in, before the Lord comes, I believe the most important thing is going to be falling in love with the scriptures, falling in love with the Bible, falling in love with that manual in which the instructions that we're supposed to obey are written. Glory be to God. This is going to be very important, dear saints. So, LAT, the message today is to basically encourage you. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I think you should pray. Pray to God to give you a love for the Word, that you may love the Word, that you may love the Bible, that you may love opening it and reading it. Okay, and that you may rejoice in doing what the Word says you should do, and that you may also rejoice in not doing what it says you shouldn't do. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15, it says that from childhood, you, Timothy, have known the Holy Scriptures. Okay? The Holy Scriptures. Which Holy Scriptures are these? In the days of Paul, the Holy Scriptures was what we Christians refer to as the Old Testament books. Okay? Those were the Holy Scriptures. So, Paul is telling Timothy that you, Timothy, from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay? So someone in those days, when they read the scriptures, okay, for example, before Jesus came, before Jesus was born, before Jesus began his ministry, before he went to the cross, okay, when they read those scriptures were supposed to point them to the coming of Jesus, who was going to offer himself as the sacrifice for their sins. That is why Paul is saying here that those scriptures which you have known from childhood are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Then it says in verse 16 that all scripture, which is a scripture, the scripture or the scriptures he's talking about, again, are the scriptures from Genesis to Chronicles. Okay? Some of you are saying that I've made a mistake. I should say from Genesis to Malachi. Well, the Hebrew Bible, the Bible that Jesus read, the Bible that Jews read, it started from Genesis and ended with Chronicles, or second Chronicles. Hallelujah. It is many years later, hundreds of years later, that the order of the books was rearranged for reasons which I'm not sure of. And that is why now in the Bibles we read today, okay, the Old Testament ends with Malachi. But that was not so in the beginning. In the beginning, okay, Malachi was somewhere in the middle there, but the last book was Chronicles or Second Chronicles. Actually, Jesus alluded to this fact in Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23 from verse 34. Matthew 23 from verse 34, it says that, therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel. And the story of Abel and his death, we find it in Genesis. And Jesus continues and says that, to the blood of Zechariah. Okay, so Zechariah, the one he's talking about, not the prophet, there was another Zechariah, who is talked about in 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Okay, so because he was telling the Jews to repent, and they didn't want to, they killed him. Okay, they killed him, they shed his blood. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that Jesus alluded to this order of the books of the Hebrew Bible when he said that from Abel, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah. And Abel is in Genesis and Zechariah is in Second Chronicles. So that is the right order. Okay, so the scriptures are from Genesis to Second Chronicles, but if you don't want to get messed up, just say from Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. Okay, so those were the scriptures. So, 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's go back to verse 15. Paul tells Timothy that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Then in verse 16 it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, meaning for teaching, for reproof, that means for rebuking someone who's doing wrong, for correction. You don't only rebuke a person for doing evil using the scripture, but you also show them the right way, okay? For instruction in righteousness. Glory be to God. So this is why we should fall in love with the scriptures. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Glory be to God. Scriptures, the Holy Bible, has the instructions you need for you to live a righteous life, a life that is well-pleasing to your Lord, to your Master, if you indeed want to be part of those who will inherit the kingdom of God. For Jesus said that only those who obey my commandments are the ones who enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, now Psalm 119. We are going to read a few verses from this longest chapter of the Bible, which verses I hope will help us to fall in love with the scriptures. Okay, I need to emphasize this, people, that in these last days that we are living in, the greatest thing that should happen to a Christian is for that Christian to fall in love with the Word of God. Because it is in the Word of God, in the scriptures, in the Bible, that where we find the instructions we are going to obey. Okay, for those of you who love the Lord, who love your Master, okay, the things He wants you to do are written in that book. Okay, so if you love Him, you should fall in love with His Word. Get your Bible, open it, and obey Him. Obey everything He said you should do. And do not do what He said don't do. Glory be to God. And if you do that, then you will be fit to enter the kingdom of God. So Psalm 119, I'll read a few scriptures which I hope will make us hunger for the Word of God, will enable us to fall in love with the Word of God. And, you know, not just to open it and read it, but actually to delight in living by what we shall have read. Glory be to God. So Psalm 119, I will begin with verse 140. Okay, Psalm 119, verse 140 says, "Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it." Glory be to God. This guy is saying that, God, your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. How many of us can say sincerely that we love the word of God? Okay? If we are not yet there, we should get there. We should pray for God to get us there so that we can boldly stand and say that I love the word of God. I am not just forced to read it. They don't have to first do this to me in order to read the Bible and obey it. But I sincerely love it. Glory be to God. We shall now go to verse 47. Verse 47, also from Psalm 119. Verse 47 says that, "I would delight myself in your commandments, which I love." Hallelujah. I mean, this is very inspirational. Like, this guy is challenging us, okay? He says that, "I would delight myself in your commandments, which I love." Okay? I hope, people, that we shall get to that point where we can say that I delight myself in the commandments of the Lord because I love those commandments. Glory be to God. Verse 97, Psalm 119. It says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Glory be to God. How I love your law. The word law there means teaching, okay? It means instructions. So it says, how I love your teachings. How I love your instructions. Okay, and because I love them, okay, I meditate in them all the day. Glory be to God. You can only meditate about that which you love. Okay? So, again, we're talking about falling in love with the Word of God. We pray that one day we shall also be able to say that, Father, how I love your law. And because I love your law, Father, you are witness that I meditate in it Okay, all the day. Glory be to God. Psalm 167 says, my soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Glory be to God. This guy, okay, who wrote this psalm, not only loved the commandments of the Lord, but he says that he loves them, or he loved them exceedingly. Glory be to God. L.A.T., may we get to the point where we love the Word of God, we love the Holy Scriptures, we love the instructions of our Master, we love them exceedingly. Glory be to God. Verse 127 of Psalm 119 says, therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. All right? This guy says he loves the commandments of the Lord more than money, more than gold, more than the purest gold. Hallelujah. We are living in the day and age where, you know, the love of money has taken hold of people's hearts. But this shouldn't be said of us. Okay, we should love the commandments of the Lord more than we love money, more than we love God, more than we love even the purest gold. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 72 says that the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Glory be to God. If you're given the option of the Word of God and the option of becoming as rich as Bill Gates, okay, what are you going to choose? Okay, I hope you will choose the Word of God. All right, because you might become a Bill Gates, you might gain the whole world, but in a few years, you'll find that you will have lost your soul. So please don't go for that. Okay, esteem the Word of God as more precious than silver and gold. Hallelujah. Verse 103 from Psalm 119, it says that, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Glory. This guy says that God's word is sweet. Okay, how many of us can sincerely say that, man, the word of God is sweet? I want to get to that level where I can honestly say and tell people that, you guys, the word of God is sweet. When I open the Bible and begin to read it, it feels sweet. Hallelujah. This is where we want to go. This is where we must live in these last days. Okay, the Word of God must be sweet to our taste. And if it is sweet, it means we shall always go back to it. We shall always want to open our Bibles. We shall always want to read the Bibles. And we shall always desire to live by what we shall have read. Glory be to God. Then lastly, I will read verse 93. Verse 93, the psalmist said, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. What blessed me in this verse is when the psalmist says, I will never forget your precepts. Okay, he says, I will never forget. Usiriye labida. Hallelujah. I will never forget. Why won't he never forget? It's because the word of God is sweet to his taste. Okay, the word of God is more precious to him than gold and silver. It's because he loves the word of the Lord too much, exceedingly. And therefore he says, I will never forget them. Okay? And the other says in that same verse 93 that, for by them you have given me life. Hallelujah. L.A.T., it is by the word of the Lord that we are going to receive eternal life. You remember the stories? Someone came to Jesus and he told him that, Master, how shall I inherit eternal life? And the Lord told him, go and obey the commandments. Glory be to God. Go and obey the commandments. As in, he meant that if you're calling me Master or my Lord, then do what I said you should do, which is in the scriptures. Glory be to God. That is why the psalmist said, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me eternal life. And that is what we should also say. This should be our life where we can say, I will never forget the word of the Lord, for by them he has given me eternal life, and by them I'm going to inherit eternal life. Glory be to God. And by the way, if you fall in love with the word of God, it basically means that you are falling in love with the Lord. You are falling in love with the Master. You are falling in love with God. Okay? For the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 14, you all know it, it says that, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the word, okay, this word that I'm encouraging us to fall in love with, became flesh and dwelt among us. So this word was Jesus. Okay, this word was our Master, our Lord. And the word became flesh. Okay, Jesus came to the earth as a person. The word came as a person, as a man. And he lived on the earth in Israel. And he went ahead and died for our sins. So, the point I'm trying to make is, when you fall in love with the word, when you fall in love with the scriptures, you are essentially falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. You're falling in love with the Master. You're falling in love with the Lord. And there is no greater aspiration a Christian should have than falling in love with the Lord. And when you fall in love with his word, you have fallen in love with him. Glory be to God. I pray that this has encouraged you. I pray that you will pray for God to give you a love for the scriptures, and that you will open your Bible, you will read your Bible, and you will obey your Bible. For by obeying the Bible, you are obeying the instructions of your Lord, and that is how you show him that you will love him. And if you do that, then you will be among those who will inherit the kingdom of God, who will inherit the kingdom of our Lord, okay, which we believe is coming to establish in around the year 2034. Glory be to God. I'll end with this, and I'll talk to you again next Sunday. But again, we congratulate Charles and Denise. God is good, eh? Okay, we celebrate with you. And of course, we celebrate with Sam Mwanga and Maureen Mwanga upon their firstborn child. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we thank you for what we have received today. We thank you, Father, for your giving us a love for the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures which are supposed to make us wise for salvation, the Scriptures wherein contains your commandments, your instructions that you are calling us to obey if we really love you. Father, help us in this regard. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I hope you were blessed by the sermon. And as a reminder, like Pastor mentioned, we shall not be having a radio program today at 6:30 on Impact FM. Have a good Sunday and a blessed week.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.